There's the Rosy Rooster and your Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee. Good morning. You're tuned in to Rosy on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition. Just consider it your weekend wake-up call. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. I don't know what we need to call this show. Is it like the G7 Summit Special Edition?
I think you're kind of stuck there.
Or is it D-Day Normandy Invasion Anniversary Edition?
I like that.
I don't know. G7. The G7 Summit has my daughter, her two grandsons, and her husband locked in a hotel room in Garmisch, Germany. They can't even leave the base.
Her sons.
Yes. Yes, my grandsons. Yes. They have imported 19,000 police officers for a town of 27,000 people.
Where do you go get 19,000 cops?
That is one cop for every 1.4 people in the town.
Rachel sent us a note this week that it's really warm for Garmisch, so it's 80 degrees. And there's no air conditioning, of course, in their apartments. So they're all laying out on the grass watching Black Hawk helicopters fly over and land in the schoolyard, and they can't leave. I mean, and they were actually
supposed to be at my house this week.
I know, but they got trapped in the time frame there, so they have nothing to do. They have a little bit of furniture, and everything else is on its way.
Okay, G7. Who are the seven countries, huh? Okay, you got U.S., Canada, Britain. Okay, so far so good. They all speak English, right?
Do you know who's there for U.S.?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Then it goes to France. Who invited France? That's what I want to know. And then you have Germany, Italy, and Japan.
Someone's got to bring the wine for all those big, important people.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. So they have totally invaded. And it was ironic because when we were there several months ago, preparations were already starting. We had a show a couple weeks ago on small, tiny houses. They imported, to house all these 19,000 police, they actually imported these small modular cubes and stacked them into a small little village that's in the old Olympic Village parking lot that we tried to go in and see. So they've moved in all these little modular type, what we rent to put our furniture into while we're remodeling a house. They put little kitchens and toilets in there and turned them into mini cubicles.
Was it kind of like the roll-off?
Yes, the small roll-off dumpsters. And then they stacked them into an apartment-style-looking building. So the G7 summit, boy, it sure is. I guess the reason for the police is all of the fear of the protests. They've actually started protests in Munich yesterday. I guess there's just a lot of people that don't think seven leaders of the free industrialized world should, like, set the future for all the rest of the world. Mm. Anyway, so the G7, it's sure messing up my life as a grandfather right now. I tell you, I think they held it in Garmisch.
Good morning, Rosie, on the house.
Because
you have a comment for
Rosie? Before, it was in Berlin, and they had so many riots. Berlin was too easy to get to. So I'm going to submit, we here in Arizona have a lodge that's getting ready to reopen here in a couple months, up at the Tonto Natural Bridge. And I'd like to bring in Mr. Kelly Moffitt to the conversation, Deputy Director for Arizona State Parks. We have a lodge getting ready to reopen that's even harder to get to than Garmisch. This may be the site of the next G7 summit. Mr. Moffitt, thank you for joining us here this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I kind of doubt the G7 will be meeting there anytime soon.
Well, let's see. What's the story on Tonto Natural Bridge? I see where the park has actually won some awards here recently as like the best day trip on the Mogollon Rim. And
oh, yeah, it has definitely been discovered. Tonto Natural Bridge State Park opened in was dedicated in 1991, and it's just a beautiful part of Arizona, very unique. And, of course, the main feature is the geologic feature, which is the Tonto Natural Bridge itself, the largest natural travertine bridge in the world.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
You can only go one place in the world to see the largest travertine bridge in the world, right?
Yeah, we have to use that qualifier, travertine. That's a sandstone found here in Arizona. But there are other really nice natural bridges around the world, but ours is the largest travertine natural bridge.
What's the one in Lake Powell out of? Is that...
I don't know. That would be a national park setting up there, and and there are several in Utah, and there's also a very popular natural bridge found over in Virginia.
Well, I've recently attended the Arizona Historical Preservation Conference, and one of the state park representatives were there talking about this lodge remodel that y'all have just completed at the Natural Bridge, and you're getting ready to open this up to venues for overnight stays.
Yes, we've had an ongoing renovation of the lodge. We call it the Lodge. It's actually going to be marketed as the Goodfellow Lodge in keeping with its history. It was the area was a modern discovery in the 1800s by David Gowan, and his nephew was David Goodfellow, who came over from Scotland and began to use the area for renting small cabins, and eventually built the 10-bedroom, 3-story building, which is the Goodfellow Lodge.
So it ends up being purchased by state parks. The building is in so much disrepair. I guess you'll have a little retail shop on the first floor.
Yeah, we've had the part of the first floor open and public can go in there. There's a small sitting area and a small retail store there where we often use it also for checking in our day use guests. But when it gets busy, which of course this weekend it will be, we bring traffic in through our small contact station out on the road. But it's a very popular site.
All right, so we've just recently renovated the lodge, and y'all are going to make it available at certain venues. You can actually go to the website some point in the future and actually make reservations. But who are y'all seeing use this lodge?
Well, we think our target market for this lodge, and by the way, we're going to rent it as a single unit. The word lodge kind of gives the connotation that you might be renting room by room, but because of the way this building was designed and constructed, it really lends itself more to renting it out as a single unit, a 10-bedroom lodge, 9,000 square feet. And we think our market will be family reunions, weddings, corporate retreats, things like that.
All right. When will the website Arizona State Parks actually have an opportunity for people to start booking rooms? I guess you're going to have to get open first and work out all the small bugs.
We're starting mid to late August for an opening right now, and we will use our call center to receive reservations. I can give you that phone number here during our call if you wish.
Sure, go ahead.
But, it's area code 520-586-2283.
Can you let us know what the hike to the bridge is like? I remember taking the kids in there a little. It seemed like it was a little bit of a hike. What's that trail like and how long is it?
Well, the hike, we have several really, really cool trails there at Tonto Natural Bridge. And so you don't have to go all the way down below the bridge to appreciate it because we have some very nice viewing areas. And, we've got a nice paved road coming down into the valley there. Pine Creek flows into the park. It actually is a subterranean creek for a while, then it emerges just to the north of the park. And that is the water feature that flows under the natural bridge. So you can either view it from the top by our viewing areas, which are very nicely put together, or you can use one of our trails to go down and view it from underneath and even hike through it.
Well, it won the best day hike, best day use park in the park system. And here's an event going on next Saturday. They've got an archaeologist talking about the prehistoric occupation of the Payson area, a man by the name of Mr. J. Scott Wood. And that's available for free just with the $5 admittance into the park. So I'm going to be up there next Saturday. Y'all going to need to do the show by yourself.
We'd love to have you.
Hey, Mr. Kelly, we appreciate you. Mr. Kelly Moffitt, Deputy Director of Arizona State Parks, for joining us here this Saturday morning. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on the renovation of the lodge. I hope it books up solid. That's actually, y'all planning on actually opening it like the weekend after the Crawfish Festival. Romy, maybe we should schedule a family reunion up there with a big crawfish boil. Sounds good to me.
And I know there's crawfish down to trap out of there.
Oh, no, that would be a day.
Huh?
That would be a fun day. Trap and eat. Trap at the bridge.
Trap and eat. Tonto Natural Bridge. Check their website out because it is a great little park. We've been to it several times. It's just 10 miles north of Payson. Easy to get to. Road access is very easy. Nice little hikes. None of them are particularly long or hard. If you want to look at the photos, once you get to the website, go down to the Friends of Tonto Natural Bridge area. Click on there and you'll have an entire litany. There's probably about 20 photographs there, including pictures of the trail, the observation deck, as well as the lodge. Gives you an idea of what you can see and enjoy. So there's one great little Arizona staycation event you can hop on for the day. And I'm going to be curious. I'll notify my son-in-law, Wayne, and tell him to go find out who runs this G7. Maybe we can have it at Tonto Natural Bridge the next available event. I don't know. How often does G7 get together? I think it's only like every 5 or 6 years. Maybe every 7 years. Is that why it's called 7? No, it's called 7 because of the number of attendees. But that's a great question. Who from America is there representing America? I have no idea. I know it's not the Bidens, given the heartbreaking ceremony they're having to attend today.
Isn't it John Kerry?
I would guess it probably was.
Didn't he just break his leg or something? He broke his leg riding his bicycle.
But I think he's over there for that.
Yeah.
That's why he was there.
Could be. You're probably right. I understand he's a world-class bicyclist. So if he would actually professionally race for his age group, he would actually be like one of the top 10 in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Sure.
And what is it, like 11 that compete in his age group over 7?
I don't know. Except for when curbs get in his way, he's okay. But
you drive around Tucson or Phoenix, you see some cyclists, especially down in Tucson, that are up around his age, up in Oro Valley and up in that area. There's a lot of cyclists up there.
Yeah, there are. They take it pretty serious. All right, so it's Rosie on the House. We got a great show lined up for y'all today. I want y'all to stay tuned.
Taxpayers' money.
And we're going to be covering several things today, but the big topic for today is cleaning up. We're going to be giving y'all tips to the 9 and 10 o'clock hour about things and places you may be overlooking in, about, and around your house that need to be cleaned up. And we're going to be giving away, Honeywell has provided us with an evap cooler, which is kind of a redesigned concept of what you may be thinking of. This is a small roll-around unit that would be perfect. I'm asked all the time, how can I cool off my garage? This would be the perfect apparatus for inexpensively cooling off your garage. We're going to be giving that away at the 10 o'clock hour. And we're going to be taking your calls about any project or problem or repair you're trying to get down around your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's all right here at Rosie on the House.